glad for that anchor. What's the Hebrews say about the hope? It's the anchor of our soul. I don't know how people make it without any hope. Thank God. We got a blessed hope, don't we? A purifying hope. Thank God for it. The Lord is good. Brother Ricky did mention, I forgot about it when I was up here a while ago, but it is the third Sunday in August, isn't it? I remember where we was 41 years ago. Preached in a tent. No, we weren't in the tents. Back up. We was in the house. Start off in the house. I think we had about 12 the first Sunday. You said we had over half of them ourselves. I think it was seven of us in. But you know, I tell you what, God blessed us, and He's still blessing. You know, we're not in our temporary business. This is eternal things. Some people get wore out and just get discouraged. Listen, hey, we're on a heavenly run. We're working with eternal things, not temporal. That's why I'm not a fly-by-night thing. You got to press on. Amen. So thank God for His mercy and His grace. And so I know what it is to preach in the house. You said, how in the world they stay in there? I don't know. Sometime we had to let the windows up. You know what it is to preach under a tent for? We got to put the tent up. Preached under it, except for when it got so cold that winter, we would go in the house, particularly at nighttime. But it was hot in that tent. So if you get warm, that wasn't nothing other than the sun. We didn't have no air conditioning. And the first church I pastored, Brother Donnie, pastorator, I did. We had no air conditioning when we went over there. Had no running water. Isn't that right, Miss Ann? And didn't have no bathrooms. You said, we had outdoor toilets. You said, you just telling it. I'm not telling it. I'm telling you the truth. But you know what? God blessed us while we was there. We got put a pump down. Did. Got us air conditioning. And got us some indoor bathrooms. Now, that was rough on some people, but we was raised up without them. We owned up good size before we got bathrooms inside. And so that's not but it's just a different age we're living in, a different hour, isn't it? You tell that to some people, and they say, well, I don't know about all that. Well, you know what? But praise God that it had nothing to do with the gospel. We preach the gospel, and God blesses the gospel, don't He? It's the power of God unto salvation. And so it has been 41 years ago, and sometimes we get together and eat different. Maybe next year we'll have this be fellowship hall, and we'll have a good place to gather up, won't we? Amen. I was looking around. How many is here before I look into the Word this morning that you went to the tent or to the house we in? Stand up, who else? Just stand up. You ain't just raise your hand. Stand up. We still got some. Now, there's some right here that put up with me a long time. Yeah, you did. You sure did. Lord bless you and thank you for staying with us. What wonderful love that God's people has. And I know it's been a lot to put up with me. But I appreciate you. I really do. I appreciate your love and concern and your prayer. And I can tell you can sense the sweet spirit of the love of God. Ain't nothing takes the place of it. Love covers what? Multitude of sins. If you can overlook. I'm not saying to keep on in it, but you can forgive and forget and overlook. And it covers them. Love does. You say, I'm so glad it does, because the Bible said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I'm telling you, He loved us so much. Listen, He washed us from our sin, didn't He? Covered them in His own blood. Put them behind His back. Cast them in the depths of the sea. And never remember them no more. You can't scratch them back up. Devil will try to remind you of them, but they gone. Thank God they gone. The devil will try to remind you of your past. Tell you what you do. Just remind him of his future, okay? That'll get him on the run. He don't have one. You know where he going to wind up, don't you? He's going to be in the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. Then God's going to he's going to loose him out a little season. Then he's going to put him in the, you know where he's going to put him in? Lake of fire. Never no more. He's going to bother us again. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. Amen. Well, sure, it's good to see you this morning. Thank God for his mercy. Turn in your Bibles and go into the book of Revelation this morning. Something been on my heart for a few days, and I pray the Lord would bless this to us this morning. He speak to our hearts. I'd like to share just a brief, well, I won't say brief, but a message. And I want to thank you for so many of you went Sunday night and held our hands up and prayed for us, and we appreciate that. And I believe God was working. I believe he's speaking to hearts. I know he spoke to mine. And I appreciate your love and prayer and your concern. I want to just read a few verses of Scripture out of the book of Revelation, chapter number 22. And I'm probably referring to some back in chapter number 21 also. And all I like to share is a simple thought. The heaven of heavens. The heaven of heaven. Thank God. Look what it said in verse number 1 of chapter number 22. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, on either side of the river, was a tree of life, which bare 12 manner fruits and yield her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there was no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their forehead. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. He said unto me, write these sayings. He said, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto the servants the things which must shortly be done. Notice what he said in verse number 3 and 4 particular. There shall be no more curse, but the throne of God, the Lamb, shall be in it. His servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face. His name shall be in their forehead. Notice that phrase. It says, they shall see his face. That's what's going to make heaven, folk. Heaven. Would you pray with us? Father, I want to thank you for your mercy and kindness and grace that you've shown us. How we bless you and praise you for that everlasting love and mercy, O God, that you redeemed us unto you, O God. And I pray you'd bless the reading of this word and bless the preaching of your word this morning. I pray you'd hide us behind the cross of Calvary. We pray for that heavenly unction and a heavenly anointing, that the Scripture would go forth and accomplish that that's pleasing to you this morning. Speak to us and through us, that you may be glorified and your saints edified. Sinners may turn to you, our Father, we pray. In the special, precious, wonderful, glorious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom we pray. Amen and amen. Thank God. You know, folks, ain't nothing like knowing that you're going to heaven. You know, a lot of times people say, where are you going when you die? That's a good question to ask someone. Do you know that if you leave this world, where are you going after you leave this body? You're not going to cease to exist. You need to get a hold of that. You're not going to cease to be one place or another, one world or another you're headed to. And I'm so glad the Bible tells us to be absent from the body. A Christian, the believer, is to be present with the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody said, where's heaven? I tell you, I can't say exactly the location. This talks was enough to do this. It's in the north somewhere. but from where we are, but you know what I can say is, it's wherever He is. Hallelujah. That's where heaven is, just where our Lord is. And that's what makes it so wonderful to be in fellowship with Him and to know Him and commune with Him, is because of the very fact that heaven is a real place. You know, you talk about it. A lot of, in this verse in here, it talks about, I got never noticed so many 12s in Him. Hallelujah. In chapter number 21 and chapter number 22, it talks about a lot of 12s, 12 gates. And you know what those gates are made of? Made of pearl. Can you imagine a pearl gate that big? Somebody talking about getting pearls so big and so loud. I don't know anything about them much, but I know some people does. But I know one thing, glory to God, this city. You know where this city comes from? The Bible said it came down from heaven. Hallelujah. So that makes me know and thank and believe, Brother Raymond, that city is in heaven right now, and God's got her there. Amen. And listen, this, it's a wonderful, glorious, and marvelous place. That wonderful city, that New Jerusalem coming down from heaven. And listen, it's a wonderful thing. And He said it got gates of pearls, 12 of them, thank God. And you know what? There's 12 foundations of all different kinds of stones. Listen, those 12, you know what those foundations were named after? What? The 12 what? Apostles. They were named after the 12 apostles. Every way you turn, you got the word 12 all through in the book of 12. And you got 12 angels. You got 12 gates. 12 angels. I don't know. Could be one sitting at every gate. It's got 12 and 12. I don't know, but I'll tell you one thing. God has got her fixed up. When Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I'm coming again, He meant what He said, and He's doing what He said He's going to do, and He's coming back, thank God. He's coming, glory to God. And now, you said, where are the saints now? Wherever He is, that's where they are. Listen, now I believe, listen, glory to God, that's, it could very well be already be. Because the Bible said that city, you read it in the book of this 12th chapter, in the 21st chapter it says, behold, the tabernacle of God, look in verse number 3, behold, the tabernacle of God is with me, and He would dwell with him, shall be their people, and God Himself shall be with him and be their God. Look what it said in verse 2, I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming where? Out of heaven. The pad is a bride adorned for her husband. He's coming, glory to God, and all His saints with Him. And listen, there's coming a day when that New Jerusalem, heavenly city, is to descend down from heaven. What a city, glory to God. It's, listen, it's so high, so wide, so, listen, four square, glory to God. It's a wonderful city. He said it's going to come down from God. Out of heaven. Another verse in chapter number 21. Look at it. Look what he said. Let's look at verse number 10. He carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Amen. And so where's this city coming from? Coming from heaven. It's coming down. What a heaven of heaven. Glory to God. It's going to be a wonderful thing. I'm telling you, God's going to bring her down. That used to amaze me. Still does. You said, explain it all. I can't explain it all. You know what the gates are, Pearl? As I mentioned that. You know what the streets are? Go. You can't get that much gold here. You can run at it, try to hide it up and lay it up. But you know what? He said, you better lay up treasures in heaven where thieves can't break through and steal and can't get corrupted in the moss. That's what he said. But you know what them streets made out of? Gold. You somebody talking about money? Tell me, hey, I'm going to get to walk on it one day. Hallelujah. Streets of pure gold. You know why money's no good no more? Know how gold back it up. Paper. That's why it's inflated. That's why if you got a $100 bill in your pocket, it's not worth no more than 10 used to be. You can mark her down. That's exactly what's happening. But you know what? I'm going to a place. Glory to God. The streets gonna be paved. Not paved. Didn't say paved. I'm saying that. I don't remember reading that. I remember hearing it. But the streets gonna be pure gold. Won't be no dross in it. Won't be no tin in it. It'll be pure. And you know who he's got it prepared for? Blessed are the what? Pure in heart. For they shall see God. Hallelujah. And so we see all this wonderful. It's a marvelous and wonderful thing. All these things. 12 gates, 12 pearls, and 12 angels. 12 apostles, the names of 12 apostles. 12 foundations. Them gates are pearls, they mention that. But see, I read in chapter number 22, it said something else. You know what it said? You're going to have a tree of life. The tree of life. And guess how many fruits going to have on it? 12. Glory to God. It's going to have one every month. Is it going to produce every month? Said every month. Somebody every month, didn't it? Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God's got it already. And listen, the devil came and that disturbed and upset the first Garden of Eden. It had the tree of life in it. And listen, I'm telling you, God's going to have a nothing, and God's going to be victorious over the powers of the enemy. And now listen, the curse is going to be lifted. Glory to God. And we're going to have out of that river, a river of life flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. I like that. It's a Lamb. It's the Lamb of God. It's the Lamb of God. Whew. Flowing. Tree of life. There was one in the first garden. You know why God's run them out of the garden? Put his flaming sword in front of it, the Garden of Eden. Lest they partake of the tree of life. And live how long? Forever. Man hadn't sinned, he never would have died. We inherited that in Adamic nature. We die. Born sinners. And not only born sinners, but we sin. And therefore, we die. And God said to Adam and Eve, because I've done this thing, he drove them out of the garden. But you know what? Thank God. He made provisions for them. Didn't he? He said, you can't take up that tree of life and eat it and live forever in the condition you in. But you know, thank God, he made provisions through the blood and through his only begotten Son. He made provision that day when they tried to cover themselves up with fig leaves. Yeah, I'm telling you what he did. He took an animal in his flame and shed that blood. Took the skin, made him some clothes. Because before that, I believe it was covered in the Shekinah glory of God. Right? Didn't need no clothes. But they knew when they'd sin, they were naked. And I say to you, naked apart from God. You're naked in the eyes of God. You got to have a covering. You got to have the blood. And that's what he did for. Thank God not just for them, but he did it for us. What a Savior. Hallelujah. And so he said, got this tree now. Of course, we know Jesus is he's a fountain of water. He's a river of life also. And he's a tree of life. But he said, I'm going to put this tree. It's going. And God said, here's New Eden. What a wonderful place. Never to be tempted and tested and tried again. You know what? One of these days, we won't be tested, won't be going through trials and troubles. no more. Thank God it'll all be over. I'm looking forward to that day. A lot of heartaches on the road to heaven. A lot of troubles and trials. A lot of afflictions. A lot of things we must go through. But thank God one of these days we'll lay them down. I lay my burden down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you got 12 men of fruits in that street, either side of the river. But there's a water of life coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Look what he said in verse number. He said, the healing of the leaves for the healing of the nations. I'm telling you, it's going to be a wonderful time. He said in verse number 3, and there shall be no more curse. But the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in, and his servants shall serve him. It's three things I want to bring out quickly before we close. First of all, he said his servants shall serve him. You know what? God put Adam and Eve in the garden. He didn't put them in there to just lay down. They had to tend to the garden, didn't he? They had to tend to the garden. He had something to do. But you know what God said his servants are going to do? Going to serve him. Well, his servants still serving him. You know, some people think, well, if you're not teaching or not preaching or pastoring or whatever, that you're not a servant. But every one of us, Brother Raymond, a servant, aren't we? But I'm telling you, it's coming a day when he said his servants shall serve him. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to serve my Lord. I want to serve him now and be prepared and be ready when I get over there to continually keep serving him. It's a blessing. It's a privilege. Thank God for it. Don't you ever grumble about anything you do for the Lord. Because you know what he said? If you just give a cup of what? Water in my name. He said you won't lose your reward. You know one reason I like going to see sick people? You know one reason I like going to see those in the prison and those in the jail? You know why I like going to see them? Because he said when you've done it to one of these, you've done it to who? To me. So I'm not just going just to be going. I'm visiting him. And I didn't say that. He said it. I want to be a servant of him. You'd be surprised how much one visit from you or me or someone else means to someone that's sick or afflicted that needs encouraging. Now, how are we going to encourage anybody? We all down the dumps ourselves all the time. You ever talk to yourself? I tell myself sometimes, get up, boy, and act like a man. You ever said that to yourself? You can't stay around and be discouraged all the time. Come on, get up. Let's go. Let's press on. Let's be a light. Let's be the one that can serve the Lord. You can't lay down and feel sorry for yourself. I still can't walk like I used to could. But what I'm saying, I thank God I can even walk. And sometimes I get off balance and get a little wobbly. But I hadn't failed yet. I've almost a few times. But you know what? I got to go on. I got something to do for my blessed Lord. His servants shall serve him. That's what he's saying. Over there, I don't want to be a new occupation when we get there. I want to be involved in it forever. Leave. His servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face. That's what I'm looking forward to. Somebody says, I want to see. I'm going to get to see my loved ones. I'm going to get to see those that have gone on before me. Get to see a lot of friends. I hope to get to see some people I've prayed with and got the gospel to them and preached to them and been a witness to them. Whatever. But I tell you what I want to see. I want to see Jesus. Hallelujah. Can't wait to see my wife again, but I want to see Jesus. Can't wait to see my boy again, but I want to see Jesus. Mom and daddy, but I want to see Jesus.
Don't you? We shall see him. See what? His face. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And his name shall be in their foreheads. Listen, no mark of the beast for me. His name. His name. Shall be in their foreheads. I want to see him. Hey, are you acquainted with this Jesus? He's a lamb. Let me give you a few verses before we close. You know what? John 1:29. You know what it says? John the Baptist. Woo! He said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which take away the sin of the world." You know what he said? He's prepared before me because he was before me. Amen. That's the Lamb of God. Amen. And what I want to say is you need to get acquainted with him. He's the Lamb. And when you're talking about, there's another verse where it says, the city had no need of the sun, neither the moon, that's verse 23, to shine it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. He's God's glory. The glory of God lightens it. What is it? Who is it? That's him. That's the Lamb. And John said, he came to take away the sin of the world. You better behold him. You better get acquainted with him. You better come to him. He's the only one that can take your sin away. You see, God took my sin, laid on him, took his righteousness, and gave it to me. What a trade. I don't know where else you can get that. You can't pay it to nobody and get it. You can't give no gifts and get it. It's all the Lamb. Behold the Lamb of God, which take away the sin of the world. He took my sins. Bore them, carried them away, took them away. That's the Lamb. And if you go through the book of Revelation, you keep finding it, the Lamb, the Lamb. Isaiah 53 talks about the Lamb. You know what it said about him? You know what the Lamb does? He opened not his mouth before the shears. He's brought as a lamb. When they was accusing Jesus and all that they were saying against him, smiting him and beating him and strapping him and all they did to him, he was like a lamb. You know, when they bring a lamb before the slaughter, it don't act like a goat. I know I never been around when lambs were slaughtered. Lambs were butchered or anything. But I have goats. And they make a racket. They do. But Jesus is brought as a lamb. Because he's a Lamb of God. Yes, he is. He's a lamb. Hey. And you know what? Closing. We shall see his face. The face that's shining in brightness of the Father's glory. You can see it one day and look at it. You know why you can't look at it now? These old human bodies consume us. But one day we'll get to see him. Is it Revelation 6? You know what he said? You know what they cried out? They cried out, twice that chapter, and said, they said, the wrath of the Lamb has come, Revelation 6:17, and who should be able to stand? I believe it's a verse or two before that. You know what else it says? It said they cried to the rocks and the mountains to hide them from the face of him that sat on the throne. You know how they couldn't look at him? He wasn't their lamb. They never recognized him as a lamb. You know why you can look at him one day and see his face? He's your lamb that bore your sins. His blood was shed for you. Have you beheld the Lamb? Do you know He's your Savior? Oh, I'm telling you. If you don't, and hadn't, and don't, then you can mark her down. One day, you'll say, I don't want to see Him. Hide Him! All rocks, cover us, fall on us. Hide us from the face of Him. Hide us from the face of the Lamb. Hide us from the face of Him. You don't want to see Him, and you can't. But thank God, if you'll come to Him and recognize Him as your Lamb, you can see His face and behold Him one day and see His glory. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I want to see it. You know why? He's a light. He's the light of that temple. You see the new Jerusalem, that new city that we're going to. Don't need no sun. Don't need no moon to lighten it. For the Lamb's a light. Can I say something? He's your light now. You don't want to walk in darkness. The Bible said God's light, in Him there's no darkness at all. If you walk in the light, as He's in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses from what? All sin. He's a light. You know what He is? He's the light of my joy. Whew. If you got any, it's going to come from Him. If you got any peace, it's coming from Him.
Yeah.
Amen. You got it? You beheld the Lamb? Is He your Lamb? You'd be surprised how many times the Lamb, I'm going to look it up sometime, how many times the Lamb's found in the book of Revelation. You know what it said? There ain't nothing going to go in. One of the chapters where I think we was just reading. Nothing going to go into that city to defile it. Nothing. All abominations and all this other stuff. Whosoever maketh a lie and all this stuff. Not going into that holy city to defile it. But you know He says going in? Whosoever's names are written in the Lamb's book of life. Who's going in that city? Those names, once the names are written. Lambo. You said, how do you know what's in there? Because I've trusted Christ. He's my Savior. He's my Lamb. That's how I know what's in there. Did you write it in there? No, He did. And this will surprise you. Probably knock you off your seat. If you tell me if I'm wrong. Did He say it was in there from the foundation of where? The world. Boy, that'll shake you up. You know what's telling me? Ain't no surprise to God. God knew before I was ever born. That's the knowledge of God. That's the foreknowledge of God. He knew before I was ever born when I was going to get born again. And He knew He's going to call me to preach. I didn't. Had no idea. But He did. And He knew where it's going to be today. He knows where you're going to be. He knows everything from the beginning to the ending. And thank God He had my name written down before I ever known anything about it. Glory to God. You say, I don't know where I believe that or not. Well, you have to take that book. It's in there, ain't it? You know what? Sometimes we try to interpret the Bible like what we want it to say. Oh, yeah. But it says that. Won't hunger no more, neither any sunlight on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them, and shall lead them. I don't even know where I'm reading now. And I just opened it up. And living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe ever away all tears from their eyes. That's Revelation 7:17. Thank you, Lord. Didn't He have that verse up? But it's about that Lamb. The Lamb of God. I fell in love with Him. Amen. He's my Savior. He's my light. I'll tell you something, Mr. Larry, He's my living.
Amen.
He's the one I'm longing to see. That's the Lamb. Hallelujah. It's always been a blood sacrifice. Got to have it. Always been. You got some religions that don't like that when you're talking about blood. Hey, you know what they told him? Israelites that night and down there when they was down there in Pharaoh's country. They'd been in there all those years. He said, he put that blood on the lintels, the post of the house, a gate of where it was. You know what he said to them? When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. He didn't say, when I see you, or I see this, or I see that. But he said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And you know what he did? Where that blood was, that death angel just went on by. But you know, them Egyptians didn't have none on theirs. Now, I'm talking about from old Pharaoh on down. And you know what happened that night? The firstborn of every family, all the animals, died. But God said, when I walked through there, he told them what to do. He said, you put that blood on there. And when I come, passing by, I'll just pass over you. Hallelujah. Hey, you know what thing's going to keep him passing judgment on us and putting us in eternal hell? And listen, is when he sees the blood of the Lamb. You can't get good enough. I can tell you what I used to say. I tell you, Brother Danny, I'd say I'm as good as some of them in the church. But I found that when the Holy Ghost got a hold of them, that won't work. Amen. And you know what I found out? My goodness, neither of theirs was good enough. Takes the blood. Hallelujah. Because our righteousness is something. He calls it something. Filthy something. Rags. But his righteousness stand the test. His blood. Hallelujah. So you just tell the devil, you got the blood on you. His blood's on your house. Blood's on your soul. Blood's on your life. It's been shed for you. By the blood, by the Lamb. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So heaven's a real place. Hallelujah. I'm looking forward to it, to go there. Now, I'm looking forward to that city to come down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, I got to think about how in the world, but there ain't no problem with God. Nah. Start to say, how in the world can you move a city that big around? Whew, that's a powerful God. Gold's heavy. Pearls and jasper and all that the city's made out of, them walls. I'm talking about a wall. How high? Brother, you gave it to us one night. How high is it? About 1,500 miles in. About 1,500 miles square, ain't it? 1,500 miles square. And that's not just here. I'm talking about up, too. Whew. That's how we're halfway to California, ain't it? I used to wonder, could that even sit down on the United States? I don't know. I guess it could. I don't worry. He don't have to sit it nowhere. He can stop it right above the earth if he wants to. He's God. Hallelujah. But it's going to be a wonderful place. Hallelujah. Hey, those saints going on now, the Bible said to be absent in the body, to be present with the Lord. They already there in spirit with the Lord and their soul there now. Waiting for the rapture, waiting for the getting up of the body. Amen. They're having a time already. No wonder the Apostle Paul said, me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Hallelujah. What a place to go to. What a prepared place. Hallelujah.